The Mishnah. So, Ma bein Pesach Harishon l'Sheni. What is the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So, Harishon, Pesach Rishon, Osir Bal Yiro Bayim Matzei. You're not permitted to have any chametz in your house. But v'Hasheni, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, chametz u'matzah im revayis. You can have chametz and matzah with you at home. You know, chametz and matzah at home. Number one. Harishon, another difference is Pesach Rishon, Toon Halal Bachilosi. Pesach Rishon, you say that Halal when you have a meal. V'Hasheni, but Pesach Sheni, Einu Toon Halal Bachilosi. When you eat it, you don't have to say Halal. But, remember there are two Halals. There's one Halal they said during the Seder, and the other Halal at the time of the Shechita. And the Levim used to sing. Zeh V'zeh Toon Halal Bachilosi. They both need Halal when it comes to making the Korban Pesach, as we'll see later in Marawai. Another thing they have in common is Nechol and Tzli, they're both eaten roasted. Another thing is Al Matzahs Umararim, they're both, you have to eat Matzah and Mar at the same time. And the last thing is V'doichinas HaShabbos, they both push away Shabbos. What happens if everyone is Tamei Pesach Sheni? Do we suspend the laws of Tumah? We allow them. We'll see in the Gemara Machlekes. It says the Gemara Torah, but we learned. If you look at the pasuk seems to, on the one hand, say that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are similar, and then it gives you a few examples where they're similar. So that tells us they're not similar in every respect; they're only similar in certain respects. So the Braisa says, the pasuk says, "Kechol chukas haPesach yasa oisik." On the one hand, it says that the Pesach Sheni should be done exactly like Pesach Rishon. So it says, right? Just like Pesach Rishon, that's how you make it. So what does that mean? Which things are they similar? The mitzvah shevegusa hakosa medaber. We're talking about all those mitzvahs to do with the animal itself, like it's grilled, you shouldn't break bones. All those dinim are exactly the same as Pesach Rishon. Mitzvah she'al gufa minayin. And why do we say that? Because it says, you know, oisoi, it, the animal itself. So what about mitzvah she'al gufa? Things not directly related to the Pesach, but around the Pesach, the peripheral around the Pesach. But it goes, how do we know that as well? Tamad leimer al matzeis umaroyrim yechlu. Says the pasuk clearly that even matzah and mar, which has nothing to do with the Pesach itself, you also have to do in the Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a minute. You just said only mitzvah shebegufay. So why do you think mitzvah shebegufay as well? We'll soon see. Now, why do we think only mitzvah shebegufay? Because it says the word oisoi, it, the animal itself. So when you said kechol chukas haPesach is it, the animal itself should be exactly the same. Yochel, I would have thought, if not, that we're just saying that oisai is not necessarily correct, because it's also adding, it's expanding, and including matzah morer. So Yochel, I would have thought, afilu mitzvahs shaloy al gufay, even mitzvahs nothing to do with the Pesach itself, like having chametz in your house at the time, and so on. Even those kind of mitzvahs as well, like destroying the chametz. It says in Talmud Lomer, therefore the pasuk gives you a couple of details, even though the Torah said it should be similar to the Pesach Rishon, the pasuk itself tells you, the etzem lo yish b'rabay. It says in the very pasuk, do not break any bones. Before, right before it says, b'chol kol pesach, it says, do not break any bones. Which is a detail. Why does it tell you this detail? To tell you things similar to that. Ma'ashvira says, etzem yuch ha-mitzvah shugufa, it's like breaking a bone is a din in the pesach itself. So too, avko mitzvah shugufa, only mitzvah that are in the gufa itself. Okay, now, but we can learn the Gemara later is, why do we need any protim? If it's only oisai has to be similar to Korban Pesach, why do you have to give us examples like matzahs and meroyim? Or why do you have an example, etzem lo yish b'rabay, or another pasuk that says, don't leave anything home until the morning, as we'll see. Says the Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda, Isi Yehuda says, Yidani Agz Nalacha, but it says the way you learn it. He says, we don't need etzem lo yish b'rabay to tell you that things which are only related to the animal itself. Not mitzvahs that are not begufay. Why? Because it says yasu oisoi. It says clearly yasu oisoi. You should do this, and we'll use the pasuk. The etzem leishroi teaches something else altogether. Hakosu b'daber. And now the Gemara can explain this whole b'raisa. Omar, you start off saying, Yochla, I would have thought, af mitzvah shelo yagufay. You said, I would have thought also to include mitzvahs that are not on your, on the animal itself. And Rav Tzadik, hey, I'm at Aleph, about 15 lines on the top. I'm learning about Pesach Sheni. Certain things are similar to the Pesach Rishon, and certain things it's not. Says the Gemara, Amr, didn't we say the mitzvah shugas that we just said that it's only talking about mitzvahs to do with the current Pesach itself? That Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Rishon. So why would you think that why are you asking how to know to include mitzvahs that are not big gufay but al gufay, things which are a little bit outside the current Pesach? Why would you think so? Hachkam, this is the worst question. Now that you tell me I'm asking on Yochlu, now that you tell me that, first you tell me that only so it has to be similar to the current Pesach Rishon, only the animal itself. And then the Torah says Matzah Merodim, which is not the animal itself. So the Torah seems to be saying, even though I said the word Oisei, ignore it. So now that you told me that Matzah Merodim Yochlu, which means ignore the word Oisei, when you say that the animal itself should be exactly like Pesach Rishon, and you tell me now it's not limited to that. Other things also have to be similar, so it means ignore the Oisei. So therefore, Lavdavka is therefore I'm going to ask that, but what else is being included? So therefore, I would say, and then I would therefore I would think, how far are we going to take it? We're going to say have a like kaprata klal. So like if the Tayyid tells you a prat, for example, you know, Oisoi and so on, and then you have a klal where it says a matzah samaroidim, which is I guess expansive. It goes beyond just the animal itself. So, and what's the rule? We have a prat followed by a klal. The klal is coming to add. Thought you go all the way and you include everything you want as well. You can include, for example, destroying the chametz, not having chametz in the house, and so on. These are all mitzvahs which are not on gufay. Kamash alone. That's why the Torah gives you an example of the etzel loisishbur boy. You tell you no. Limit it to the Pesach itself or to whatever else I added, which is matzahs umeroidim. That's the Tanakama. And the Gemara will soon explain. So we have a klal, we have a prat. That means, if there's a klal, why do you have pratim at all? You have oisai, and then you have the klal. Why give examples, for example, don't break the bones on that. So we're going to say how the klal for each one of these adds one thing, and the prat comes to limit one thing, as we'll soon see. Yisrael Yudim, says, hi, etzim, so according to Yisrael Yudim, he says you don't need any of this. It just says the Torah oisai, so why taka does the Torah say don't break bones? If we know that all the dinim of the current Pesach are the same as the Pesach Rishon, why does the Torah have to highlight don't break the bones? What do you come to add? Mi boy, he needs it like we had before the Gemara, le'echad etzim she'yesh b'meich, ve'echad etzim she'ein b'meich. He comes to tell you that whether it has a meich, whether it has marrow, whether it doesn't have marrow, you are liable. Whichever way, you're always liable, according to Issa ben Yehuda. That's what he uses the drasha for. Yeah. Okay. Rabbonon, hayas oisem avdele the Rabbonon. So now when you go through the Rabbonon, what do they do? What do they do with the pasuk? Since the Rabbanon say we have, you know, these protim, and then you have the klal of Masav and Yichul, what do they do with Yasu Oisoi? Because it's not exactly the same about the current Pesach, because the other things included as well. Meboila, they need for She'ein, what is it coming to limit? She'ein Sheikhtin Esa Pesach Al Hayochid. When do we say Yasu Oisoi? When do we say that you should go ahead and make a Pesach She'ein? He said plural Yasu. Only if there are at least two people being pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But there's only one person being pushed off the Pesach Sheni, we will not have him bring in carbon. That's what we use it for. That's the Yasu Lashon Rabim. So what do we do? Let's say there's only one person who is Tamei. We're going to make a second person Tamei with Sheretz, so that it will be two people who need to bring the carbon Pesach. And once we say the word Yasu, it says already Oisai as well. Even though we have twice Yasu Oisai. But if it wouldn't have been written a second time, I would have thought that in the one pasuk it says, like, you shouldn't leave anything over till the morning, don't break any bones. That's one pasuk. And the other pasuk says, the second month on the 14th day, Yasu Oisai and Masav Ram Yochlu. So therefore, the second Yasu Oisai Vidarshan to tell you Yasu, only the two people do we have a carbon Pesach. The Kamadash Radurim Hadrin.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
So, in this way, is the carbon Pesach Sheni even stricter than the Pesach Rishon? Because by the Pesach Rishon, we said if you have a prisoner who's in a Yiddish prison or if he's in a Goyish prison that's accessible, like it's in within Beis Pagi, so you can shecht for that individual. So, L'chayla Pesach Rishon, you can shecht for one person. Why is Pesach Sheni suddenly more strict than the Pesach Rishon, which it's coming to replace?
Okay, our Pesach Rishon, we had an argument if you can even have an animal with one person, if you remember. We had two opinions whether you can have one person, basically, and trying to come, you can have one person and an animal. But at least, even though on one animal you might have one person, but you have, remember we had a minimum of 30 people that have to be inside. Here, all you need is two people from the entire Klal Yisrael to be pushed off before we're going to allow them to bring a Pesach Sheni. In total, when you have a prisoner over there, he's just one, and he joins the rest of the Yidden in the Beis Hamikdash. So it's not one; that he's a one person, but he's joining everybody else because it's a carbon tzibur.
So when it says they're shocked in Allah, it doesn't mean dafke for him; it means include him in the group, right?
Include the group, or according to the Mandomer, he can own his own carbon Pesach, but he's part still of many other people bringing a carbon at the same time. Here we're talking about there's no one else there bringing a carbon except this one person. We don't want that. So it says the Asu has been plural. It's being plural. Okay, so we have a. So what's he going to say? We have a klal kechol chukas haPesach, like all the rules of Pesach. So that's like a klal, and then we have the Torah a few pratim. So the klal is going to come to add a few things, and then the examples the Torah gives, like don't break bones and all that, is coming to exclude. We'll soon see. So the Gemara Talmud, let's analyze the Braisa. I would have thought, just like in the first one, you're over. Which is like sort of nothing to do with Karim Pesach, but that's to do with Yom Tov Pesach. So I would have thought anything to do with the Yom Tov Pesach should apply also to Pesach Sheni. So I would have thought, just like the first Pesach, you're not allowed to have Chametz and you're over a lot. I would have thought Kach Sheni, so too in the second Pesach. Also, Rabbi Matzah, you're not going to have Chametz Adar as well. Therefore, we have a Mi. It says, "Am Matzahs and Merelim Yochlu." It says, "How far do we take the Karm Pesach?" Also, those which are ancillary to the Karm Pesach, like eating matzah and murder at the same time, but not when it comes to Chametz at home. That's way too far away, and therefore that's not included. So the Klal of Kechochu the Pesach comes to add things which are similar. And the fact that the Torah itemizes these protein comes to exclude things which are similar. Okay, so therefore it comes to exclude the chametz. So all we know is that the klal is adding to the prat only. We'll soon see examples of that. A mitzvah's asay. Like matzahs and meron yuchlu is a mitzvah say, so there's a klal, add something to that mitzvah say. Eating it roasted and so on and so forth. And that's a mitzvah say. And then the prat is coming to exclude also a mitzvah say. For example, the mitzvah of destroying the chametz. Mitzvah of destroying the chametz has bosa sa'oi, the mitzvah say. So therefore we're saying that a matzah and meron yuchlu is coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude mitzvah say, which is the mitzvah of destroying chametz, and it comes to include the mitzvah say, the mitzvah of the what? The mitzvah of grilling your chametz, your karm pesach. Okay, but loisa sevenayin. How do you know when it comes to a loisa say? Also, we'll add something to pesach sheni, and we'll exclude something from the klal. We will add from the prat. We'll exclude tamalim. But therefore, the Torah itemizes another thing. Loy yash idu mimenu avoyker. I don't want you to leave anything over from the karm pesach till the morning. Again, why does the Torah have to say that if he already said it's so similar to the Karm Pesach? Of course, this is also similar. So why does it have to say Le'yashir Men Abayker? So therefore, it says that to include one lav and to exclude. So therefore, what's it coming to include? For example, Basunsi. Basunsi, now what kind of lav is it coming to include? Lo Yirov Lo Yimatzi is going to come include, tell you exclude. Lo Yirov Lo Yimatzi, that's too far away. It doesn't have that lav at all. And so on. Says the Gemara of Ainli, but what kind of lav is it? When it comes to Noisa, the Torah says don't leave anything over, burn it. So it's a lav that can be fixed up with an assay. So therefore, what kind of lav is it telling us about Pesach it doesn't have? Is a lav, hanitl assay also. Bal Yiro Bayim Matzah, this is Rashi and Tosfos version of the Gemara, is a lav hanitl assay. because the Torah says don't see chametz and go ahead and destroy it. That is why we say that if you have chametz on Pesach and your intention is to destroy it, you don't get misalav hanetiv lasei, and you don't get the ravera. So all we know is in the misalav lasei. What are we learning from Liyashirim and Abayka? What kind of lav is that? That's a kind of a lav that has, that can be fixed up in lasei. What about mitzvah lasei gomer menayin? How do you know a complete lois as well is added by the klal? We learn something additional for Pesach Sheni, and we excluded something which is not similar to the prat. Because the third example is the etzem lo yishbo yudaboy. The Torah gives you three details: matzah meronim, which is a mitzvah say, and lo yashidu min aboyker is a lav that can be fixed up in a say, and then also says don't break any bones, which is a straight out lav. And this therefore is maha prat, just like the prat, as Marash pointed out, just like the prat is mefudish. So what do we know about these three pratim? We have one example of mitzvah say. We have another example of a loisa session, nitig lasei, that can be fixed up in a say. And then we have a third example of a loisa say gomer, of a complete loisa. So too, kol mitzvahs asei. So too, every single mitzvah say. The loisa say, every single mitzvah say, loisa say, shenitig lasei, every single mitzvah asei. And loisa say, that is fixed up in a say. And the loisa say gomer, every mitzvah say, and every loisa say, and every loisa say gomer, b'chloleh, the matzah, b'chloleh, is included in the klal. So, the Gemara now goes through it. Matzah meroidim, my kamabi. So, what are we adding from matzahs and meroidim? What are we adding? Tzli, which mitzvah say are we adding? Tzli, eish. Now, what? That you also have to grill, roast, the carbon, pesach, and pesach sheni. Okay, that's what we're adding. B'protel, my mag. That's what we add from the klal. What is the prat coming to exclude a mitzvah say? Hashbosa se'oy, the mitzvah of destroying the chametz is excluded, even though it's a mitzvah say, because it says only matzahs meroidim, and not wider than that. Maybe the other way around. Maybe we should include the mitzvah of destroying the chametz and exclude the mitzvah of roasting. So we answer simple, mitzvah de gufei adif, a mitzvah about the carbon pesach itself, is obviously much better to learn. The Torah says you should make it similar. So obviously, we have to learn whatever we can from the activities of the current Pesach itself. Okay, next. Now, in the klal, lo yashidu men abay boikik by kamar b'lei, we said that the klal, kichol chuk, the Pesach comes to add. So the next example the Torah gives us, don't leave anything over till the morning. My kamar b'lei, what are we adding? What are we learning from? You shouldn't leave anything over until the morning. What do you learn from that? So he said, we learn from that is what other lav hanitik la'asei, a lav that can be fixed up with an asei, are we learning, we're adding to Pesach Sheni? The Easter on Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to take the chametz out of the house. Like Seitzi Min Menu, don't take it out of the house. And the Gemara here holds, it's a lav hanitik la'asei. Why? We had before in the Gemara that if you take it out of the house, it becomes possible you cannot eat anymore. You get a lav if you eat it, if you bring it back. But this Tana holds that if you take it out of the house, you can always bring it back into the original house and continue eating it there. So it's a lav, but nitik lasei, it can be fixed up by bringing it right back into the house. So it comes to add that sin of taking the food out of your house and eating it somewhere else. And the proter, and it's similar to noisiker, that's in time. Noisiker is taking it out of its time, and yoitze is taking it out of its place. Time and space are very similar. And what are we prater? What are we coming to exclude in this area? In lav and if I say my come and my, what are we coming to exclude? Lo yirov lo yimotze. We're excluding lo yirov lo yimotze. And according to Rashi's version, the domile, it's similar to high anal leika. You won't get malchus for having chametz in your house. The have a lav shenitig lasei, because by yirov is a lav shenitig lasei. What's the nitig lasei? Lasei is tajbisim. You have chametz, destroy it. So it's a lav that's fixed by say. The high anal leika, the lav shenitig lasei, it's very similar. Saying what Evachana, how do you know to include taking it out of the house that you're over and exclude by your rabbi Mutz, maybe the other way around? So we answer again, mitzvah the gufei odiv. We want to compare and learn out things which should do with the current Pesach itself. Because it says kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisei, rather than learning by your rabbi, which has nothing to do with Pesach. Okay, now the third one is the lav itself, a lav, a straight out lav. The chlola is etzem leyibayim, don't break any bones. Micromarba, what do we add? What are we learning Pesach Sheni extra for the fact that it don't bring any bone? We learn that from there. The lav of al toichlu mi menunot. You should not eat the current Pesach if it's not totally roasted. Okay, so that's the law that we learn out. And what are we coming to exclude? The proter maika maika. What are we coming to exclude? Which straight out law? There's a third law, which is leisishchat al chomes dam zivki. Don't shech the current pesach while you still have home. So even though we already know you're not ready by yiro, we already know you don't have a mitzvah called tashbisu. But we would have thought that maybe there's a separate aveda that the current pesach while you're shechting it, you shouldn't have any chomes. Not because of bayiro, not because of tashbisu, but because that's a din in current pesach. And therefore, Torah says no. We learn out that this iser of having chametz during Korban Pesach doesn't exist at all, because as the Mishnah says, matzah v'chametz imoy babayis. You have them both in the house. Eifachanah, maybe the other way around. Maybe you're not allowed to have chametz in the house, but it doesn't have to be totally roasted. Mitzvah gufei adiv. We'd rather always learn things to do with the Korban Pesach itself. Says even further, harishon ton halu chilosei pesach harishon. During the seder, you have to say halu pesach sheni. You don't. But how do you know that? Rabbi Yechon Shem Shem Yitzchadik Omer Rabbi Yechon Shem Shem Yitzchadik says in pasuk. He says in pasuk hashir hazeh. This hashir yir lachem. The shir should be to you kileil his kaddish chag. The shir should be to you like the night when the yom tov is holy and when you sing a song. So we say laila hamikudesh chag ton halu. Only the night which is a yom tov you have to say halu. But laila sheim hamikudesh chag. But pesach sheni is not a yom tov. Therefore, ain't ton hal does not in any way require any hal whatsoever. Seven ton hal, but nevertheless, you need hal when you make the carbon. My timer, why? Iba is ema laila come my potato, only comes to tell you you don't have to say the hal at night, only if it's yomt. Oh, but yom leka my, but it's not including the day, and since activity of carbon pesach is done during the day, therefore you bring say hal or iba is ema logic. Efshe Yisrael shechtin es pischein. Is it possible that the Eden all standing there, bringing the Korban Pesachim, the neutlin es lovein, which is just an expression, or the taking the lovein, the ain, I'm hal, then it's a hal, when they're doing a mitzvah, you should be saying hal as well, thanking the Eibishter. Okay, the nefshe, necholin tzli, you eat them roasted, and it says it pushes away Shabbos. Sounds like Shabbos pushes away, but if everyone is tumming Pesach Sheni, it no longer gets us. We don't say, "Oh, we'll suspend the laws of tumah and let them bring the Korban Pesach." That's it. Fafal. Shabbos in Tumaloi. Masnis and our Mishnah seems to not be in accord with Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya in the Braisa says, "Toyik as a Shabbos Tanakam holds it pushes away Shabbos, but when Doicha tumah does not push away tumah at all." Rabbi Yehuda says, "How do you know it's Doicha Shabbos? Because remember that pasuk that it says if you didn't bring the Korban Pesach, you get karis." And then it says in the pasuk the Korban Hashem lahikir b'moedai, and we had one opinion, two opinions. Now the E means if. It says the key. Korban Hashem lahikir b'moedai. Key means if. If you don't bring it osa pesach sheni, and it says the word b'moedai, and we're saying now that the second half of the pasuk is referred to by the sheni, and we learn from the word b'moedai in its time that it has to be that even on Shabbos. But what about tumah? The ain deicha tumah. If everyone is tumah, you don't bring it. Rabbi Yehuda says af deicha sa tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You bring it, if everyone is tumah, you suspend the walls of tumah and you bring it. So my time of Tanakama, what's the logic of Tanakama? He said, very simple. The whole reason why you're waiting for Pesach Sheni is because you're a tumah Pesach Rishon. We want you to bring it in a pure way. So yahzeh v'yahzeh v'tumah. So now what are we going to do? We're going to let you bring it tumah. So what was the point in the first place? Why did we push you off from Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, if you're going to bring it tumah anyway? Remember, we're learning the tumah t'chuyah, so therefore it's considered as if you're still tumah. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, and Pasir Buddha holds that tumah hutra. There's no tumah anymore. Abuda says, "Hatoyda chodo lasa b'tar." Hatoyda want you to do b'tar. Loizocha yasa tumah make it b'tumah. Or you say, even if I hold the tumah d'chuyah, that is that you are tumah. But the Hatoyda says, "Look, there's no third chance. So I have no choice." Talk about we learned. Pesach Rishon doich the Shabbos. Pesach Rishon pushes away Shabbos. You bring it on Shabbos. Pesach Sheni doich the Shabbos. Pesach Sheni also pushes away Shabbos. Pesach Rishon doich the tumah. Pesach Rishon, if everyone is tumah, we suspend the laws of tumah. Pesach Sheni Doich is a tumah. Pesach Sheni also pushes away the laws of tumah, which is Rabbi Yehuda. Then the third thing is Pesach only in the position you have to spend the overnight there. You can't just come in the morning and bring your carbon. You have to spend your overnight and Yerushalayim. Now, even though it's Yom Tov, you can't really go back home, but you don't have to be inside the confines of Yerushalayim. You can go outside Yerushalayim as long as you're within the tchum. So you don't need a lina. So Pesach Rishon requires lina only one night. Pesach Sheni to lina also only one night. Now, let's understand this, but I said, who holds that it pushes away tumah? If everyone is tumah, you still bring it, Pesach Sheni, come on, who do they follow? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Tavlina, Rabbi Yehuda is the same guy who holds that you need to stay overnight. He actually holds that Pesach does not require staying overnight. You know it says, Ufanisa Baboyke, it says by Pesach Rishon, you should go in the morning, go back to your tent, and right after that says, 6 days eating matzahs, only the Yom Tov that requires 6 days of eating matzah. Well, you eat the first Pesach, that's when you have to spend your overnight. But if it's not, Pesach Rishon, rather Pesach Sheni, ain't Tom Linyan, you have to spend overnight. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hakken is Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, you're right. Three Tanoi, Rabbi Yehuda. The two different Tanoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. One Tanoi holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that requires Lina. And one Tanoi holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't require Lina. Next Mishnah. Next mission is, we learned that if everyone is Tamei, or majority of people are Tamei, you can bring it at a Pesach. And we said it's only to do with only Tumas Mess. Right? It says, Ish ki yi Tamei lenefesh. Only if it's Tumas Mess. If everyone is Tamei like Zov, we will not suspend the laws of Tumah to allow them. The question is, let's say there was Tumas Mess, majority of people are Tamei Mess, so therefore we are going to suspend the laws of Tumah. What about those individuals who are Tumas Zov? Do we say once it's suspended for them, it's suspended for everybody, they can participate, or no, they still have to wait for Pesach Sheni? Says the Gemara, a Pesach Shabbat B'tumah, a current Pesach brought B'tumah, lo yoichlu mimenu, nevertheless, those individuals that are Tomei, and we call the Tumah Yoitzim Agufa, a Tumah that came from within themselves, lo yoichlu mimenu, they should not participate. Not the Zovin, or Zovois, male or females who had the missions, they should not join in the car. Even though everyone else is Tomei and we're bringing Karn Pesach, but not your kind of Tumah. Your type of Tumah is not included. Or Nidus, or Yodl, your birth. Bimachlu, but if they did eat, now they're Tomei. A Tomei, like a person who eats a carbon, is Chayiv Karis. But in this case, they're one notch lower, because so many other people are Tomei are eating there anyway. So these people, they shouldn't participate. But if they did, it's one notch lower, and they are Potter from Karis. But Rabbi Lezer pointed afa bias midish, and Rabbi Lezer patters also on bias midish. Rabbi Lezer says a step further: if you're tummy, now they walk in the base of midish, and if they walked into the base hamidish, they don't get curse for that. And you want to explain soon why? Tell me, the brayse zovin v'zove is nidus v'yodish ochu they ate in the pesach, they shouldn't have eaten because their laws of suspension did not apply to them. But if they did eat in the pesach shababatum yochal v'thodi chayovin, since it doesn't apply to them, I would have thought, well, it's no different than any other case. They're tummy, they ate, they got karis. Therefore, the pasuk says kol toy. Is that a pasuk? That any basa that touched the tummy, you shouldn't eat it. You have to burn it. And then it says in the pasuk, and the meat, kol tor yechel basa, that a tor yedika person should be the one to eat tor yedika meat, right? Not a tom yedika person. And then the next pasuk says, v'han nefesh, asher tor yechel basa, if anybody eats meat, mezevach hashlamim, from a karm shlamim, asher l'ashem, that belongs to Hashem, v'tumase olav, but he happens to be tummy at the time, v'nichze he gets cut off. So he put the juxtaposition of these two psukim, and so the first part, the pasuk before says that the Torah should eat Torah digging meat, and then it says that if a Tamei person eats Torah digging meat, he gets karis. So we're gonna bring the two together, link two together, and say as follows: Nechal Torahim, if the rest of the meat is being eaten by people who are pure, Chayav Malav Yechayif Mishum Tamei, then those who are Tamei will get karis for eating that same meat. Aber she'ei Nechal Torahim, here since on Pesach, all the people who are eating it, since the majority of them are Tamei, so the Tardic people are not eating the meat, then ain't mechayolam shum tamei, then the people who are tamei, like a zov and a zov, even though they shouldn't be eating it, if they do, they will not get karis. Rabbi Lezer says, yoch, I would have thought, doch ku zovin v'nichla zore, I would have thought, okay, they're tamei, they get karis for eating it normally, so in this case, they're one notch low, they don't get karis. What about walking in the base of Migdash? Tanakhama says they can't walk in the base of Migdash, for sure not. Definitely, we didn't suspend those laws. However, Rabbi Lezer says, I would have thought if they would have pushed their way into the base of Migdash, they would should get karas because their tummy is zov v'nichla zor b'pesach abav tumah. And that year, Pesach, when the majority of people are tummy and we suspend the laws of tumah, I would have thought that doesn't help zov and v'zovus if they walk in. They should get karas. Yoch yichayov, I thought they'd be chayiv. Tamalim it says in the pasuk, v'yishalchu min hamachne, you should send out of the camp, called, send the pasuk an itemized teruah, some leper, called zov, and then the called tummy lenefesh. So we learned last time, a long time ago, that the reason why I mentioned three, because I have three different machnas, three different categories, and each tumah is, you know, one tumah is only outside of the base of Migdash, that was probably Nefesh. The next one, Zov, is also outside the machna Leviyah, they can't be in the Temple Mount, and Tzeruah cannot even be in machna Yisrael, which means they have to be outside the Shalim. But here we're using it for another drasha altogether. He dashes as follows. When the tummy makes, it's not allowed to be in his camp in the base of Middash, then then you send away also to others. Oh, but ain't tummy makes mishtalchin, since all those who are tummy makes in this Pesach, if the majority of people are tummy makes, they can be standing in the courtyard, then ain't zovin and mitzoyin mishtalchin, then zovin and mitzoyin will not get chorus for walking inside the base of Middash. So boy, Rabbi Yezis has a question. What about dochku tmei meisil hechel? There's no need for a tummy mace to be inside the base of the mace itself. It's proper. It's only in the courtyard. What happens if one of them, since we're reducing it by a notch, do we also reduce it by a notch that they enter the base of the mace itself? They won't get a chorus, even though there's not, it's totally unnecessary for them. Even the kohenim are not allowed to be in the base of Middash unless they're needed for some job or something. Because it says al yove b'chol eisel hakodesh. It's not only referring to the kodesh kodashim; it's referring even to kodesh. To coin him inside the base of Mikdash in the Hechel. So I would have thought, so the question is, what's it in here? Do we say, since these people are Tameh, but yet we allow them to be in the courtyard? So we'll also allow them, even though they're not there, but they don't get courage for walking the base of Mikdash, only what which we allowed, what we gave permission to is all right, which is the courtyard, but we're not in the base of Mikdash itself. Omer is a robber, Makros and Posig. It says in Posig, Yishalchu min hamachne. It says in Posig, you should send from the camp. Afilu, so there's two ways, the Rav has two ways of learning. One way he's dashing in Yishalchu min hamachne, Afilu miktsas machne. Now what? He's being machmed, even though it's only part of the camp, because part of the camp would allow them to stay where they shouldn't. In other words, the tummy mace are allowed to be in the base, in the courtyard of the base of Migdash, but the others who are not allowed have to still remain away, and if they don't, they'll get kodesh. Afilu vishalchu min hamachne means, we had, when it says min, means some. That even though the rest are allowed to, but you're not allowed to, and therefore you get the full brunt of the law, which is get kodesh. That's one we're learning. Ikidav, the other version is that Rav is being actually lenient. Amar Rav Makro, Yishalchum in Machna Mechusel Machna Shalchum, you send them out of the camp. Kol Heichel, Kini Beil Mechusel Machna Shalchum. Whenever we say, let's send them outside of the camp, Kini Beil Yishalchum in Machna, then we say, you should not even be in the Beis HaMikdash. But if we don't send them out of their camp, in other words, we allow them to be in the courtyard, then they don't have the Isser of being in the Beis HaMikdash. Since they're allowed to be in part of it, they're allowed to be also, not allowed to be, they're going to cut us for being in the other part. Boy, Rabbi Yisrael, the question. Okay, what about Dochku Tmei Meisim? Let's say the Tmei Meisim pushed their way in and they're eating all the Korban Pesachs. And then, but Ochlu Emuri Pesach, they ate the fats of the Pesach. Not the fats which are chorus, but they ate, for example, the parts of the limbs that go on the Mizbeach, they ate that as well. Like the kidneys and the diaphragms. And they ate that while they were tummy. Now, first of all, they do get a lot because a Yisrael should be eating that. It belongs to the Mizbech. That's for sure. But the question is, do they get courage because they ate it with tumah? The suspension of tumah applies only to the parts that are edible, that are present, but not the parts that belong to Hashem, or applies to the entire carbon. Do we say, ishtri tumah's basa, since the meat of the animal which your tummy is, you're allowed to eat, ishtri nami tumah's emudin, so we also allow this part of the fast as well, and in the sense that you don't get courage for it. You'll get a lot of still because you're a zor, but you don't get cut. I do my ishtri. What was permitted, but what wasn't, like the kidneys, the diaphragm, because it goes on his back, it was not permitted. Omar was a rov and mechdi. Let us see. Tumah say burim mechis rabbi. Where do you learn tumah of the aim burim of the limbs and fats? Mit tumah's basa. How do you know that a tummy person shouldn't be eating it? Because we learn it from the tum, the rest of the animal. A tummy person shouldn't be eating the carbon. So too, you shouldn't be eating the part of his bed. It says in the pasuk, Asher LaHashem. It says in that pasuk, a person who eats from a carbon shlamim, that Asher LaHashem, the part that belongs to Hashem, which is also the emurim. So therefore, we learn from basa go also to Asher LaHashem. Let Rabbi says emurim. Therefore, we include also that tummy person should not be eating the emurim and get kares. So therefore, the rule is as follows: Kol heichel isel tumah basa, isel tumah emurim. If a person is not allowed to eat while his tummy, he's not allowed to eat from the meat. Therefore, if he also eats just from the emurim, just from the limbs, he'll also get punished. But kol heichel the lesser tumah basa. But if, let's say, the majority of the Jews are tummy, so not Pesach, they're allowed to eat the meat of the carbon, even though they're tummy, they're lesser tumah emurim. So too, if they ate from the part that belongs to Be'ach, they will not get kares. They'll just get the lav of chalzor lo yichul kodesh. Boy, Rab Zeir, ask a question. Interesting question. Emurim Pesach Mitzrayim heicha aktirinu. Every Yid brought a carbon Pesach while they were in Egypt. So where did they? The part that goes to Hashem. The limbs and the fats. Where exactly did they bring it? Did they have a mizbeach there? Omer le Abaye. Abaye said, "Uman le melon." Who told you? Who told you the loy shaviski? Who told you that they didn't eat it themselves? We said they didn't roast it either themselves. Says the Gemara, that's number one. Boy, furthermore, Tana Rabbi Yosef said, Gimul Mizbeches Hayisham, every Yid had three altars in their house. Alamashkif, when they sprinkled the blood. Remember, we didn't sprinkle blood on the Mizbech. They sprinkled on the two doorposts. Rashtem, the Alamashkif is on the lintel, and Rashtem Mazud on the two doorposts. So each person had three Mizbeches. The Sumyachil Havid had no other Mizbech, which means that they did not have a place to put the fats and all that, and they didn't burn it. So what exactly they do? They might have destroyed it, or Abaye says they ate it. Abaye said they actually ate it; it became part of the carbon. And Abaye says that they just destroyed it. So interesting. Each person had three mizbeches in his house at that time, but they didn't have a mizbech l'Hashem. Everything went for the Yidden, according to Abaye. According to Rabbi Yosef, they just got rid of those fats and they didn't use it in any way for themselves. So yeah, some people want to argue that there's a raya from here that it wasn't a real carbon Pesach, and the first carbon Pesach they had was when they were in the Midbar, and they actually only brought one carbon Pesach. In the 40 years they were in the Midbar, they only brought one carbon Pesach, which is the story in Baal Yitzchak, and that was it. And others say, no, that this has all the dim of a carbon Pesach, and it was the only carbon that was done in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll continue tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem.